Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Maggie.
Hey, how you doing, Carly?
Okay, is this us by now? But you guys are listening to Daytime After Dark on the Blog Talk station, and we are waiting for a guest to arrive. So, you know. How are you feeling?
Still horrible with that headache, but I'm here. How are you doing?
Yeah. Good.
What? Well, are you there? And Anna?
No, it's just us by now.
Oh, okay.
Just the
there
two,
you go.
Just the two troublemakers. Okay, we have calls. Hold on. You're on mail. How can I help you? Hello?
Hi, it's me, Margie.
We had another call. Okay, hold on. 208, you're on mail. 208?
Yes.
Yes. How can I help you?
Oh, I was trying to listen to the to William and Rebecca. Are they on yet?
No, they will be shortly.
Oh, okay. I was waiting to make a comment to them. Do I have
okay.
to call back, or can I listen in?
You can listen in.
Okay, thank you.
I will put you on hold. Oh, my God. Okay.
Yes.
Can you get text when we are on the air or no? Oh, our guest is here. Okay, you want to introduce them?
Sure, they're here. Okay, great.
I think so. Let's see. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, Maggie, do my introduction.
Hi, Rebecca. Hi, William. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, the Carly Daytime After Dark. We are honored to have you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, my God. Sorry, we are both excited about having both of you here. I love you, Rebecca. You know how much I love you, Rebecca. But, William, Rebecca, I love you forever for doing this for me. William, I love you. Okay, maybe I don't like Julian all the time because we love Team Sunny. But lately, you've been a good guy, and I want to actually say, you telling about Luke, I was very proud of you.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know. I wouldn't be proud of me. I would be proud of Ron Carly Avati.
We are proud of what Julian is actually doing. Because, yeah, Maggie will tell you. Maggie, tell him what you've been wanting to tell him, too.
Well, I understand. I really appreciate the writing. But to me, the actors is what puts it across. And you are really knocking it out of the park.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And you know I've been a fan of yours for years. We won't say anything about all my children, but that was your credit. When Cedar Cove, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a newer one.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. I had some fun up there, so hopefully
you did
season.
Great.
Hopefully season 3 brings Dick back.
I hope so. I've been tweeting about it. Hopefully they'll listen.
Yes, and when Maggie tweets, they listen. But, William, I love you on B&B. You were so great. Your death scene when Stormy died. I was in tears for like 4 hours after that. It was incredible. I mean, I do miss you on there because I thought you were so good. But when we found out that you were playing Julian Jerome, well, at first we didn't know who you were really, but I knew. I felt it. I thought it was such a good casting. And all I got to say is I love you, but if you touch one hair on my Sunny, we might, you know, have to go to L.A. and do something to you. But seriously, how do you like you and Mo scenes together? Because you guys are always on fire. You guys are always so good.
Well, you know, we get pretty jazzed up when we're working against each other. So I think you kind of see the excitement of, you know, it's just an exciting day for us. And I think that reads. You know, the fans can read that when they're watching the screen. So, you know, I think that translates a lot when two actors are really excited to work with each other.
I totally agree. I totally do. I love all your roles, even.
So, and the writing's
really...
always, the writing's very cat and mouse. And, you know, we just try to honor the writing and have a good time with it.
I know you can't say, but we saw something today, and I'm scared. I'm really worried about Julian right now.
Okay. I don't know. I got a couple tweets, and I honestly don't have a clue what anybody's talking about.
Yeah, we haven't watched today's show yet.
You haven't. You got to watch it. You
what
know?
Happened?
What happened?
Tell them. It's okay. Julie. Just tell them. People already know.
Okay. Julian's doing his thing. He's getting everything packed and ready to leave. Because now that the story's out about Luke, being the fake Luke, whatever, anyway, he wants to get out of Dodge quick. But the preview, I think there's going to be somebody at your door.
This is where you think what?
There is somebody coming to your place where your, what is it, the penthouse? What do you have? Your apartment?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's scary.
So we all worried about you.
I wouldn't worry too much, but I would be more excited than worried.
Oh, okay. It has to be Tuesday already. This 4 days with no GH was horrible. It really was bad.
Yeah, we were kind of going crazy without it being on TV. But William and Rebecca, my question is for both of you. Would you love working together on General Hospital together? Because I could write a really good story how Rebecca is like Julian's, you know, lover or a wife, or a crazy psycho wife that no one knew about. And she comes looking for him. And she ends up in bed with Sunny, and there's a whole bigger marble at play because of it. See? What would you guys think of that?
I think we already have enough crazy on the show right now. That's the problem. So she can be an ex-wife, but she can, I don't think she can be crazy. We've got enough crazy people.
We got crazy overkill right now with Franco and Nina.
Well, Nina, and you got Obrecht and...
Franco.
Franco, and then you've got also, what's her, Franco's mom.
Oh, Heather Webber.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of crazy people. I really thought when you first came to town, I love Carly, and I really thought for a moment, Julian and Carly could have worked for a brief moment, but we didn't know who you were. But after we figured out who you were, then I had to take my comment back because there would have been big, big marble. And then my question, how did you find out that you came on and you didn't have any kids and you came on and you got back with Lucas and then you have Sam? So is there any more babies coming around for Julian that people don't know about because, you know,
well,
we don't know
future,
what you do.
That's future story I wouldn't know anything about. Yeah, so who knows No, I would think Julian has enough kids right now. He doesn't need any more.
Mm-hmm. He has a boy and a girl and a grandson.
Yeah, yeah. He's got a pretty big family at this point. No, that was it. Considering that he has kids before, I would think that, you know, two children and one grandson right now is pretty good.
Everyone loves your scenes with you and Lucas. You guys are so good at the father and son dynamic, and how you are with little Danny. You are so amazing. You would never think Zulie and Jerome would just fall in love with this little guy, and you're willing to save his life over again. And I think that's how they brought the heart and soul into the Julian character.
You think that's how they did what?
They brought you to a nicer level. You know, having a grandson is just like people don't see you as evil anymore and bad. I mean, once they see you with Danny and
not
Sam
so much,
and
you know,
Lucas.
Not so much bad or good, it's just multidimensional. I mean, you know, everybody's got a soft side to them, and everybody, you know, has a harder side to them, and I think those kind of characters are more interesting. I don't think you can just have, you know, a bad guy or a good guy or a father or, you know, whatever. I think it's got to be multi-dimensional, and that's just multifaceted, multidimensional Julian that you're seeing, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
Well, I love him this way, so keep him this way.
Keep him this way.
Because the Jerome family, I'm from way back when, because I've been watching it forever, and it's like you're the son that is normal. I mean, compared to your family, but it just feels that way to me.
Right. Yeah, no, I see what you're saying. Yeah. We'll see where it goes, you know, from here on out.
I know Rebecca's there, and I don't want to embarrass Rebecca, but people either want to see you with Alexis right now or Zoden. People are down the line with you guys, so Alexis fans and Zoden fans and... they don't know who Zulian to be with. You know, I think you and Lexis have the chemistry, but now that you've been totally honest with her, that was really good. But you and Zoden really have the spark, too, there. And I'm just waiting for them to accidentally get it on and see where that would go.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would think
80% of the fans right now are wanting to see Julian with Alexis, is what I sort of understand. I mean, you know, they danced around the Jordan thing, but that I don't think is going to go anywhere for a while. You never know. That's just my opinion. So we'll see. We'll see. But, you know, I enjoy working with Vanessa, so I certainly wouldn't be opposed to it.
Rebecca, we have a question for you. Will you want to go back in daytime? I mean, if General Hospital cannot have you by now, I think you would be good over days or maybe Y and all, but not B&B because it's a half an hour, so we couldn't see your pretty face 5 days a week. So the only option, I think, are days and Y and all.
Well, I would love either, so let them know. I have nothing to do with it, but that's very flattering, and yeah, I would enjoy it as well.
Oh, good. Okay, we have some quick fan questions before we bring on calls. My boyfriend, who's also a host here, couldn't make it tonight, and he had a couple of questions for both of you. Number one, if you guys have three wishes, what will they be? Number one. listen for both of you.
Go ahead, Rebecca.
Oh, that's just too broad. Why don't we come back to that? That's just too broad.
Okay.
I don't want to waste time thinking out loud. So let's move on to another question.
Okay. With the actress or actor, would you want to work in a future movie?
I would like to work with Annette Bening. I like her. I would work with Annette Bening.
Yeah, that would be.
Yeah, or Jennifer Lawrence.
I'll go with Meryl Streep.
Oh, my gosh. You guys would be so good together. Oh. And let's see. The third one is your favorite midnight snack.
Let's see here. I'll generally have a piece of toast with either honey or peanut butter and a glass of milk.
And Rebecca?
Midnight snack. I don't know. Probably something on the sweet side. I always have kind of a sweet tooth. So, maybe like chocolate peanuts or something.
And bonus question from Emily from Facebook. If you guys were an animal, which animal would you be? I did not make these questions up. So.
I'll go with an eagle.
I'll be a wild stallion.
Ooh.
Oh, ooh, I like that. Okay, Andy Lester from Twitter asks, which actress for you, William, on set makes you laugh?
Well, both Lisa and Nancy, probably.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Well, they both have a good sense of humor, and, you know, Lisa is very self-deprecating, so that's always funny.
Well, I think you guys could take your comedy thing on the road, you and Nancy, and, you know, I could see that. But, before, I have a question before we take any calls. Would you ever want to sing or do anything at the Nurses Ball? Because, you know, I think you would be so good.
Not a chance in H-E-double-L.
Well, I thought maybe you and Mo could do like a mob act, singing a song together. But Mo has said he is too scared to go up on that stage. So,
well, I don't think it's really important for Sonny to do something like that, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, unless he was trying to entertain his grandkids when he's a little bit softer and older.
Mm-hmm.
Not right now when he's got a, you know, territory to run.
Well, so, you know, after one day, it's not his territory right now, it's Duke. So stay tuned, Zillian, because I think Duke is coming after you too. And I'm just seeing how the mob role plays out because I think it's so good having Duke. I can't think of his name. Oh, Ian Buchanan. And in the mob, you know, you guys looking against each other. I cannot wait to see more scenes between you two because when you guys have scenes, it's so good.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Ian sort of becoming Sonny's mouthpiece for now, I think is actually really good. Duke, I think it's good for Ian. I think it's good for the show. I think a strong Duke is good for General Hospital. So I'm very happy, you know, for anything that they give Duke to do in that fashion. I'm all for it.
Well, that's really good. Okay, we will be taking calls. Six 6:31, you up.
Hi, Carly, it's Lisa.
Hey, Lisa.
How you doing?
Thanks so much. Yeah. you on, so ask what the, you want.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, William. How are you?
Hi. I'm very well. Thank you, Lisa. What's going on?
Hi, Rebecca. Oh, not much. I just wanted to let you know that I just really admire your work on General Hospital. It's always, you know, I've been watching for over 30 years, and it's always kind of, you know, when the new character comes on, you're like, oh, you know, but I have to tell you, you're making me like Julian more than Sonny, and that's pretty big.
Is that a good sign up for me?
That's a very good sign for you, because I've been rooting for Julian more than Sonny lately. Sonny's been doing some nasty, nasty things, you know? So, yeah, I'm pretty much with Julian now.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. And
Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome. And you're also always so kind to the fans on Facebook and Twitter, and we really appreciate that. And I think it's great the work, you know, that you deal with the rescue and the animals and the dogs and the cats. And I think it's wonderful.
Well, thank you. We try. We try. You know, it's a part-time thing for us, you know, when time allows. So, but,
right.
You know, I mean, if we can save 5, 10, 15 dogs a year, then we're happy.
Exactly. I have a rescue myself from South Carolina, and she's wonderful. You know, it's a good feeling.
They make the best,
you know.
They really do make
they
the
do.
Best dogs.
They do. She's amazing. She really is. She's a good girl. But that's pretty much it. I just wanted to ask you this. Is there anyone that you haven't worked with yet on the show that you would, you know, I'm sure you would love
I wouldn't
to work
mind
with
having
on the show.
With Tyler Christopher, I think that'd be pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that could be very interesting.
Yeah.
And you and Nancy are just, she's just a funny lady to begin with, I think, just naturally funny. From some of her tweets that I read. But you guys are great together. You're really great together. I love the, you know, the chemistry and the kind of, I guess, the love-hate relationship on her end. Not so much on your end. But,
well, thank you so much, Lisa. I really appreciate that, and I hope that you have a great evening.
Thank you so much. You too. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course, Lisa. Call again.
I will. Thanks, Carly. Have a good night.
Oh, anytime.
Thanks.
Okay. 361, my favorite guy, is on the line. Hey, babe.
Hey. Hola, amigos. Hi, Julian. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi. Julian.
Hello, hello, how are you?
I'm William. I'm sorry, my ADD kicks in, so I still, you're Julian, but in my mind
that's
I'm thinking
okay.
Julian.
That's okay, I answer
so,
to both.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah, I'm Carly's other significant other, and yeah. But I was going to say that I wanted to ask you a few questions. My first one's for you, Julian, William DeVry, is that if you could be on a movie, like featured films, which two actresses would you like to work with?
Well, we covered one just earlier, and my first answer was Meryl Streep. And I think second one would probably be Sienna Miller.
That's good one. Yeah. Okay. My second question is.
And Meryl Streep.
Yeah, those are good choices. Meryl Streep, she's such a sweet lady. I would definitely one day like to work with her in Hollywood. My second question for you is, you've been on Jason for a while. What are some of your favorite moments that you've enjoyed playing the role of Julian so far? I mean, like, if you could, like, name your top three so far, what you're enjoying role.
I think I've really enjoyed, you know, there's a lot of aspects. I mean, there's, you know, some stuff that sticks out. I think it's important, you know, for Julian to have this bit of a family dynamic. And so I do like it when they have some sort of good scenes with Lucas and some good scenes with Kelly. You know, I think being the two mob guys in town, I think the scenes with Sonny are very important to the show. And I think that, you know, the fans, you know, I think the fans enjoy that. So those are kind of my sort of favorite days, if you will. And then, you know, I can't really leave Nancy out because, You know, we have so much fun together, and we laugh together, and you know, I think that Julian and Alexis have such a complicated, you know, romantic relationship that, you know, there's still lots to be explored.
Oh, I agree. I love Alexis. You guys are just so steamy hot.
Mm-hmm.
And I gotta say, you're gonna blush, but I love the part when you play that role so perfect as Julian, because you play this guy that's so jealous of Ned. Like when he got mad because Ned was talking to Alexis, and he's all like, "Well, he won't love you the way I do. He doesn't kiss you the way I do. He likes it. You like it the way I like it." I'm like, "Oh my God, that was hot."
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you like that.
Oh yeah, that was hot. Okay, so Rebecca, here's my question for you. If you were in Hollywood and you were to be in a feature film, which three major top actors would you like to be in the roles with?
I should have been thinking it out after you asked him so that I would have a good answer. I have to say Johnny Depp.
Mm-hmm.
One. Then, Tom Hanks would be good.
Mm.
And, you know, I always loved Richard Harris, but unfortunately, that's not going to happen. So he would be a choice. What's his name? The other Irish guy, the one that she's in his daughter's
Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson.
Oh yes, he was really good. I just finished watching a movie with him. It's called it's called Nonstop.
Yeah.
That's really good. Okay, so William, I remember this time. What is your favorite midnight snack?
That's so funny.
I'm late to the game. I'm sorry. What was it?
Answer was usually just one piece of toast with butter and peanut butter. Both. You can't have just the butter and you can't have just the peanut butter. It has to be both. Or a slice of toast with butter and a nice creamy honey with a glass of milk.
All right, cool. All right, and then the other question I was going to ask, since that one's been asked already, is if you could do primetime shows as a cameos again, which ones would you pick that are out right now? Because there's just so many, you know, really hot shows right now. Any of them that just catch your attention?
I've got a recurring role on Cedar Cove right now for Hallmark. That's a pretty good character. But if I were to choose a show that I have not done that I'd like to do, since I'm a big fan of sort of action adventure, I'd probably have to choose like Arrow and Flash.
Ooh, I like that. That's good.
I think I really enjoy. If you give me sort of a nice, multifaceted character that can kick some butt, I think would be a lot of fun.
Well, I'm a writer, and I don't know if I told you, but I'm an online fanfic writer as well. I could see you because of the roles that you played, and I've seen a lot of the, you know, different best of characters that you play. So I could see you in something like maybe Gotham.
Oh, yeah, I haven't watched
that. Would
the show
be really good because it's nice and dark, and your character, you know, your roles that you play, he doesn't always have to be just a rough guy, but he could be anything of that, you know, of those genres. And I'm like, oh, yeah I could definitely see you in that, you know, something
that's
like that
for
Gotham.
Well, I haven't watched the show, so I really, yeah, I mean, it's still a fairly new show, and I try to make it a habit to watch at least one or two episodes of every new show, and that's haven't caught yet, so I look forward to catching it, but I appreciate that. Thank you. I'll keep that in mind.
You're very welcome. All right, ladies, I'll let you get back on the floor, and I'll stay on with y'all.
I can see on Gotham with being a cop on it. You could work inside.
Being a cop on Gotham?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think I'd rather play a nice, dark, mysterious character.
That'll work too, definitely.
I
thought your dance you could do. I'm sorry.
You will be good on Stalkers too, William. I think Stalkers on CBS, you will be really good on that, I think. Like stalking a woman and then getting caught. Yeah, I could totally see it. Oh, we have another call, you guys.
Hey.
You on mail? Hello? Hello?
Hi.
You on mail?
Hi, I just wanted to say that I love you guys, and I think that Julian Jerome is awesome on General Hospital.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. What was your name?
My name's Tina.
Oh, Tina. Hi, Tina. Thank you, Tina.
Thank you.
Well, you have a great night, and thank you for the compliment.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, how much longer do you guys have? Because Rebecca told me you worked today a lot. I mean,
but I have a day tomorrow, and I have to go over about 20 pages of script tonight. So we should probably wrap it up here. Maybe one more phone call.
Okay. Let's see. Will, do you have any other questions for Omega really quick?
I did, but I guess I'll let Maggie go ahead and ask the last one. Go ahead, Maggie.
I was just going to, versus ball, you can join your son with the dance.
No, my son can have that all to himself.
But I have to, but Will, he's a good dancer. I'll just throw that in. He's a really good dancer.
See that? How about Dance with the Stars?
Doesn't go with the character. Dancing with the Stars, unfortunately, I don't have enough time with this show.
No,
probably wouldn't work very well. But that's fun. It's a show I enjoy watching, for sure.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, like, they had Vail's part. Vail was used to Kelly Monaco's partner, and he was a guest at the Nurses' Ball. And I was just thinking, you could be, like, a dancer in that section of Nurses' Ball. Like, pretend you were on Dancing with the Stars, but be the character... It's a nurse's ball, and you understand what I'm getting at or not?
Well, I just don't think it goes with the character. I do see where you're going. I just don't think it goes with the character. But I appreciate that you think I'd do a good job.
Mm-hmm. Because you got the body for it. I'm sorry, Rebecca, but you got the body for it.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, we hope.
William, before you leave, I just wanted to extend an invitation. I know I was late to the game, but I'm sorry. I'm also have a Block Talk Radio show like Carly here. Mine's called Willie's Block Talk Radio, and it'll be premiering later on in January. I'd like to extend an invitation for you to come on it whenever you're able to, you know, continue to chat, you know, to interview you for the fans and stuff, if you ever would like that.
All right, well, yeah, get in touch with me in January or with my publicist. That would be outstanding.
Okay,
yeah,
and we would,
I would appreciate that.
And we would love having you guys on again. We love you guys. You guys are like the cutest couple on the planet besides Will and I. So, you know.
Yeah. So from everybody here at Daytime After Dark, we want to wish you happy holidays and an early happy new year.
Well,
yeah.
Thank you, you guys. Thanks to Carly. Thanks, everybody.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
No problem.
Yeah.
Night.
William, just so you know, you're doing such a great job. I love the scenes that you have with Ryan Carnes. It's just so it's really good that you put so much into your characters. So thank you for that.
You're very welcome, and thank you for saying so.
Okay.
Okay,
have a
guys.
Great
well,
night,
listen,
you guys.
Thanks for coming. I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. Have a great night.
Okay. Well, I hope. The rest of your evening.
Yeah.
Okay,
thanks.
Bye now.
We hope you. Bye.
Okay,
bye,
bye. Thanks.
Night.
Good night.
Night.
Good night. Thanks again.
Uh-huh. Okay, that was William Dubois and Rebecca Stab, so yeah. So everyone can listen to it later. So, yeah. So how is everyone? How's our little group? Honey, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing good.
Well, I just want to make an announcement. Tomorrow is Wheels and I 4 month anniversary, so I'm really happy about that. Thank you. Yeah, and you know,
And on that note, got myself in a situation I'm not sure about. Climbing in where there's temptation, can I get back out? I never seem to find the answer, the one I want to hear. The one that justifies my actions, says the coast is clear. Something on the inside says to jump on in, but something on the outside is telling me again, better rise up, better think twice, and never leave room for compromise. Better wise up, better get smart, and use your head to guard your heart. It's going to get rough, so you better wise up.
Baby, I love that.
Welcome.
I love that. Okay,
guess what?
I've
got spoilers. I got spoiler alerts. Are you ready?
Cool.
Okay. Get ready to do a head spin because I'm hearing all kinds of stuff going on at GH. Apparently, there's not one fluke, there's two.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Prepare yourself, people, because this is where you get confused because I'm like, what? Okay. There's Luke, Fluke, and there's Fluke. What's going on is Fluke that we know, the one that Julie and Ava work for, is one person, okay? The second Fluke is apparently the one that Alexis supposedly freed because there's a catch. Helena is not stupid. She does not let Luke get away like that easily. What's going on is that Luke, are we catching on? There's three.
Yeah.
Luke is really with Robin. Somewhere else.
Okay, but I have a question.
Sure.
I'm sick of everyone blaming my poor Duke on this. I don't think Duke is really the fluke, and I'm sick of people saying that.
There's more. A rumor is that AJ is alive, and Sunny never shot him.
What?
Yep.
Holy combines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, there's a special woman that's returning to General Hospital. She used to be a doctor, and she's returning.
Okay.
So that's going to be good. Yeah.
Was he a crazy doctor?
I'm not sure on that one.
Leslie Weber?
Not Leslie Weber.
Not sure. All I know is it's supposed to be a woman that was a doctor, they said, and she's coming back under mysterious circumstances.
Ooh.
And get ready to do another double take. Apparently, Young and the Restless and Bold and Beautiful are doing double duty. There's going to be some new people coming in on both shows, but the catch is one of them is also on the Bold and Beautiful.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to be good.
Prepare
yourself, people. It is true. What you've been hearing about a certain major character that dies by the end of the year is true. Rumor tells me that it could be, you know, who we think it is. I won't say the name because then people will scream. But what you hear is true. There's no, you know. And also, while I'm on the air, I'd like to wish my deepest sympathies to Christoph and his family. I was a little devastated to hear about this. And a lot of us here at Daytime After Dark, we send our deepest sympathies to his family.
Yep. And we want to tell Hannah, hurry up and get better. She's not feeling good tonight, so she will be back. And what is going on with us? Some of us are sick.
It's the weather. I barely went on tonight. I was like just dealing with a cold or, you know, the cough, whatever. But when Jake Carty hasn't told y'all, we won't be on,
this Friday.
That Friday. But we'll be back the following Friday.
Actually, we will be back before then, babe. We will be back December 11th because we are interviewing, oh, gosh, I can't say his name. Kilo. Yeah, Kilo. Crap. Okay, he was on Post Office, people.
I have no idea what's going on that, people, so I don't know. So before you tweet and ask me, I have no idea. I'm being late to the party here.
I told you. Okay, babe, I did tell you. I told you like a month ago, but that's okay. Maybe I didn't tell you. Maybe I thought I told you and didn't tell you. I don't know.
That happened.
That's easy. So there, because I don't want to have a long show tonight because I want a certain two people to get their voice back up because I'm not liking both of my two people not feeling well. This is not good on Carly. And if anyone thinks that sounds self-centered, well, I don't care. Because I'm hating both Willie and Maggie is not feeling well, and I hate it.
Yeah. Don't forget tomorrow, I'm hosting a special theme night for everybody on partywithblog.tumblr.com. It's already December 1st, and you know that it was Choose Your Hunk of the Month. And to shake it up, this month's Hunk of the Month is Brandon Barash. So tomorrow night, I will be hosting Brandon Barash Night. With classic videos and trivia. You'll love it.
I love it.
Okay,
Johnny is coming
anything?
Back. Johnny is coming to jail, though, right? He's in Pennington, and he's going to run into Sonny, I believe, Friday. According to the DVR, Sonny's supposed to meet with somebody behind bars Friday. And to me, it's Johnny. Because hopefully...
I did hear something that made me so smile. On Days, I heard it showed Sunny and Paul, my new favorite couple.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they showed Will, which I don't even care about. But I just focus on Sunny and Paul. I'm over Will because I'm sorry, but what kind of a husband leaves and doesn't even, like, call or say something, you know, that Will guy, he's the one that's married to Sunny, and he doesn't treat him right. I mean, it's just messed up. I mean, even when
Paul
I'm away, I still text Carly, so, I mean, I don't see an excuse why you wouldn't text your significant other or call him. You know, that's
exactly. Exactly.
So Will can just stay... Will can stay in Hollywood, I don't care. Until they bring back the real Will, then maybe I'll forgive them. But until then, I say keep it at Sonny and Paul, because, oh, my gosh, they are hot.
He broke his heart, though.
I like them.
In the background? Wasn't he the one that broke his heart? That's what his mother's upset about it when she sees him at the hospital?
Oh, I don't know. All I know so far about, because I didn't watch today's, but I've been hearing about it. What I hear about Paul is he's Sonny's ex, and something happened where they broke up.
Mm-hmm. I think he broke
up. I think it's just me assuming here, but I think it's because Paul's probably trying to hide that he's, you know, he's gay or whatever. Apparently,
mm-hmm.
He's like a baseball player. So, you know, they got to keep it under wraps or whatever, hush, hush.
But the way the mother acted today, the look on her face, to me, he broke his heart. And that part, I'm afraid of.
And the star performer of the week already, I have got to say, I choose Justin Hartley. He's playing the role of Adam perfectly. I don't blame him for his faces that he makes just seeing Nick. I mean, if I was Adam, I think I'd want to just leave Nick behind myself. Because if you really think about it, Nick is a wuss compared to Adam. It seems, I mean, it's just me, but I think Adam acts like he's smarter than, you know, of course, than Nick. What is it? Because Adam was in Harvard, right? Adam went to Harvard. I don't even think Nick went to college.
Yeah, he did.
He did. Did he?
I thought he did. Maybe I'm wrong.
I know Nick slept his way through women in Genoa City, but I don't think he really went to school and learned anything, because you think about it, it looks more to me like Adam got the brains, you know? It just seems to me like that. But you all can decide.
Oh, I just want to say I'm mad at Ryan all. I'm mad. I am pissed. I am, what's the other word that I'm looking for, Maggie? I am not happy with Y&R right now. You know,
that
it's stupid. It's stupid to make little Billy the stupid parent.
Yeah, oh my God. That is, I am so, that is beyond belief. Ben deserves this baby.
I just heard the best news. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
It's a spoiler alert. Stitch and Ashley are going to have sex at Jabot.
Okay, babe.
Yeah.
Babe, how can
I'm
be
so
the best news?
No, I'm so excited because, I'm sorry, Victoria had a chance with Stitch and she screwed it up. If he's got to be with the better woman, I say Ashley, because at least Ashley's older and she's a real woman compared to Victoria.
I'm Vicky's fan. I could kind of live without Ashley.
But that's okay. We all don't
that's
always
okay.
have to agree.
No.
Yeah.
That's a fun session.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, Carly trying to get her Christmas shopping done by this week. Oh, Carly is dead, and so... You know, can Carly actually finish all her Christmas shopping in 1 week?
What'd you say? You
were I'm trying to finish my Christmas shopping in 1 week.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, especially since my babe is getting a lot more. You know,
Jenna was so cute today. She's like, Daddy, did you show Carly her ring? I'm like, no. Yeah, it's a surprise. She's like, that's the one with, like, mm-hmm. She's like, oh.
Oh, you just love toasting me. Oh,
She thought that you'd seen it. She thought you saw it already because she was going to describe it and happy and all that. I'm like, no, she hasn't seen it yet. And she's like, oh. Like, she's like, okay. You came that close to almost seeing it today. The picture. The picture of it.
Oh. But Monique Spinell just said on Facebook and Twitter to Christophe St. John, sometimes with mental illness, there's no rhyme or reason. I'm sorry for your loss. That was sweet of him.
Death is so, you know, you feel so empty when you lose so many loved ones.
Your child.
You know, it's just, it's that process, you know. But like I said, just, you know, it's deepest sympathies for that family because, you know, I wouldn't wish anything like that on anybody. That's, you know,
no, me either.
Anybody. And especially with the holidays, that's even worse. I mean, for me. I still have to deal with the holidays just because, you know, as you all know that I lost my best friend in high school, and his name was Michael, and he died by a stupid drunk driver, and this is why I don't like drunk drivers. And the fact that, you know, I got lucky because he got me out of a car in time, but he died in a hit collision, so, you know, through the grace of God, I'm still here, but, you know, it's like... these people that just, you know, do these stupid things, they need to be careful because, you know, there's just so many things that can happen wrong.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, I totally agree. And I want to say, too, although off the topic, but kind of on the topic, okay, can the protesters go away now? You know, they are invading the mall. They are invading the mall, too.
Yeah. And this week I also want to add that upon hearing that Red... No, this is, of course, another rumor. They're saying that Red Band Society has not been canceled. It's just been shut down on production. but if you really read between the lines, it's pretty much canceled because it's just them trying to sugarcoat it. And we're not kids, we're adults that could at least tell the truth. The other part is, can you please, ABC, could you please just cancel Resurrection because it's gotten so stupid? I don't watch it anymore. I don't watch it no more. But I've been hearing enough from Facebook about it. And I'm like, if it's that bad, then just cancel it. Oh, and to the people that did Walking Dead where they had to give away spoilers, that's on you guys. You wanted to ruin that. You fans are mad. You need to be responsible and you need to own that. Because, I mean, comic books to me, if I want to watch a show and I miss it, the last thing I would do is go on social media because you know there's going to be spoilers. I mean, that's just simple common sense.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't care for fellow spoilers. You know, I get spoilers, so that's, you know, it's a full circle. But mm-hmm. I'm tired. I'm just going to say this. I've been hearing about it all day. I'm tired of hearing about Walking Dead and how, oh, why did you post the spoilers? Why did you just stay away from social media? That's all it takes. It's
that's
not
all
that
you
hard.
Need to do.
Or change your notifications, people, you know, whatever it takes.
Mm-hmm.
But quit acting like little kids because you're not. You're adults. And I think somebody just needs to say it. So I'm saying it is grow up.
Grow up. I agree. I totally agree.
Also, do not want to forget,
I'm
working on two projects for all of you. I'm working on a special holiday Christmas story again. That'll be out hopefully this Friday or, you know, by next week. And then the other one I'm working on is a special article for the daytime, and it's called Sex in Daytime because I feel that a lot of fans are not appreciating the daytime actors and the craft that they
mm-hmm.
do. And I'm going to make that known. And, yes, a lot of people will be, you know, heads will roll. You'll, like, do a whiplash, whatever. Mouth jaws will drop, whatever. But it's time that something like that needs to be acknowledged. Because
yep,
I agree.
The
fans need to start taking responsibility for their own actions. I'm going to tell people right now, this is just me. And Carly and Maggie, you can agree with me if you want. But people need to stop losing it. Your show is getting canceled and you want to say, oh, save my show. But then you go on to the page of the network and you tell them your so-and-so sucks. How is that being responsible?
Mm-mm.
It's not.
Exactly. It's
I mean, if that was me and I was a network executive and I saw something mm-hmm. that stupid, I
mm-hmm.
wouldn't even give a rat's if you did that because that just shows me that you don't really care. You're just being stupid. So why would they even bother saving your show? I mean, that's just common sense. So, you know, if you really want the show saved, I say be an adult, save it properly, and it can happen. I mean, look at what happened to Longmire. It's now being saved by Netflix. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's all in presentation.
Exactly.
It's all in how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's just it.
Quite.
Also, I'm just going to say this because, you know, I'm looking out for Carly and Maggie as well and Hannah. We do not want to be associated with no more about Savior Dallas and none of this because we are saving the show as we can. But as of today, I'm telling you all, we are not associated with any of your Save Dallas groups because all you do is trash your shows. And we want no part of that
yep.
negativity.
Yeah, we don't.
So please do not text us about that in your inboxes. Please do not post it in Twitter because we'll block it. As of now, this is just me making an announcement. We're
mm-hmm.
done with that. We will no longer be affiliated with those groups. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Because they only make an asses of themselves. And Maggie, do you agree?
Well, I read on, it was an email, that they do have a two-hour special to tie everything up to end out Dallas. Is that
they
true?
They have a what?
They filmed a two-hour wrap-up. So we didn't find out if it was really Christopher in the car or what happened.
Mm-hmm.
That TNT is supposedly sending out a two-hour wrap-up.
Oh, really?
Did anybody else hear that? I got an email on that, and I wasn't too sure what the story
was. Oh, well,
was.
If you feel free to send me that. I would love to read it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well,
no. No, but like I said, just so fans understand, we love our shows, and we will do anything to fight for them and save them.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to do any more of these joint groups that want you to, you know, oh, please tell us, you know, mention ourselves on our show, and, you know, so we can get, you know, the good publicity, and you try to do something nice for people, only to find out that they're being like little kids, and they go on the networks telling them, oh, your show sucks, or this, you know, you don't act like that.
No,
no, you don't.
We're grown-ups here. And if you want to blame anyone, don't blame the networks. Don't blame the writers. Blame yourselves because, you know, it's just like school.
Maybe.
Every little bad kid is going to, you know, pay the price.
Sure, they don't.
And if you're going to be hanging out with the bad kids, then you can't get mad when everything goes down. That's just, you know, that's what I say. We are not affiliated with that, so we don't want to be a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
No, we don't.
And on online fanfics, don't forget, another episode of Oakdale University returns on Friday. It's going to be so good. It's date night, so anything happens. The regular Willie's online fanfics return next week, and there's a special mystery that will really sweep everybody's characters. And all you wonderful people are going to love the new revamped Dynasty coming out. Shadows, what's it called? Dark Shadows, I'll be working on. Also, you don't want to miss Carly's debut as an online fanfic writer. She's due to come out this December, right, babe?
Yep.
So.
Yep, I'm writing a fanfic. It's called, I will give you the title. It's called a working title because every time I, it's a crossover between General Hospital, Days of Our Life, and YNL. What happened if all these people that I'm writing about is the murder on all three shows, but someone in that is trying to take it upon herself and solve it. And I'm not going to say who the lead character of the story yet is, but you just have to stay tuned, and it's going to be really good.
That's my girl. Keep them guessing. And Maggie, you're also invited to join our cast of writers. If you ever come with ideas, anything just off your head, anything you'd like to add in, you're more than welcome to. We would love to add you into the cast of writers. You're very, you know, sweet and a good friend, so I trust your direction of any ideas that you may have. I would really appreciate that. On the other end, don't want to miss Friday's episode of YNR Tales, just a little tease. Phyllis has gotten herself into some hot water during the years, but you won't believe what she does this week. And it all starts Friday, so you don't want to miss it. YNR Tales is online fanfic. It's a weekday online fanfic series. And if you want to catch up, go to partywillsblog.tumblr.com and enjoy classic videos, online fanfics, Carly's classic Block Talk radio shows, broadcast. It's all there. You know, you don't want to miss a thing. So happy holidays, everybody.
And I want to say how proud I am of the Seahawks. Thursday and last Sunday, you guys are kicking ass. I don't care about what the 40 whiners are complaining about. The 50-yard line, we won. We still have had the turkey dinner. Get over it, people. We are taking it, and we are taking it to the Super Bowl. And my predictions is either going to be the Seahawks in the Super Bowl against either the Chicago Bears or the Cowboys.
No.
Can that happen?
No. Not Mary Mary.
Why?
I'm Mary Mary Clee out of there. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's mad at Chicago people. She's mad at the Bears people.
I am a Bearaholic, and I can't see how they possibly could do it because they suck. The coach sucks. And they
What about the Cowboys, babe? What about the Cowboys? How are you?
As far as I know, I guess I was told they lost. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. They did.
That's okay. I think it's, I blame it on me. It's probably because I wasn't watching the game.
Oh, no.
It's okay. It's okay.
I
love Cowboys. No, you will laugh. I love Cowboys, don't get me wrong. But I enjoy family time more. And to me, family was more important. So, you know, that's okay. But I wanted to send a special thank you to my lovely soulmate, Carly, for bringing, you know, yourself into my life and, you know, and Jenna. And also the fact that, you know, you've changed my life in good ways. I'm thankful for you every day because, you know, we started off as friends and then we became more. And here I am, you know, I never imagined this, only in my dreams, to be a actual host, you know, especially with someone as cool and fantastic as Carly. So I'm like, that's just, you know, awesome in itself. But there's a song, I'm sorry, I don't know the name of the singer. ADD kicks in again. But it's called, I Thank God for You. And anyone knows the name of that singer, let me know, and we'll put it on Carly's wall.
Mm-hmm.
So there's your little mission
yeah.
there.
Oh, and I want to say I would be lost without him, you know. It took me so long, you guys, to tell him how I really felt. It took me forever. And I almost laughed because if I never did, we would have never got here. And, you know, we only have a month until we see each other. So can Dana really hurry up? You know, I know everyone's looking forward to Christmas, but I'm looking more for Will's birthday. And, you know, and Will's getting double Christmas and double birthday presents this year.
Extra Skittles.
I know, lots of Skittles, yeah.
No, you're okay. You don't know how many, Megan, you don't know how many packages of Skittles he has. I'm ready to send out. You want to guess?
You told me. Grandma keeps teasing you. Every time you go, you buy more.
Yep.
I got to say, I love Carly's family. They are such a hoot, especially Grandma. Oh, my God. It just cracks me up. And she already knows because it's just Grandma. I can be with Carly on the phone, and Grandma's with her. And she'll be like, what did you do? What'd you get? And Carly's like, what? It's like, didn't you get him enough candy? And she's like, no, he needs more.
Please,
yeah, they her grandmother was like, damn, Carly, you're going to make him jump off the wall.
There you go. You need that energy.
Well, I know you like
okay.
it. And
I love Carly. She makes me still stay young. Here I am turning 41 in January, so. I don't think about that.
Babe, I'm turning 39 in June. Oh, my God. Okay, Maggie, how did you deal with the 40s? I mean,
I was fine. I needed 30. I did not want to be the establishment. There's no way, no how. I did not want to be. But we fought to
get my daughter. My daughter's cute. She was, like, watching TV or something, you know, when they hear things on TV. And she's like, Daddy, how old are you? Like, oh, my God. And I was drinking my little, you know, and I was like, oh, yeah, and I was laughing. I just put my soda out. It was so funny. She's like, Daddy, how old are you?
Well, my niece is enough, too.
She's like, well, she's like, what? She's like, oh, here we go. I said, Daddy, you'll be 41 in January. And she's like, oh, 1 year older. Like, 1 year older, 41. Oh, there you go.
Well,
and my daughter said, 1 year old, that's how I see it.
Well, when the kids found out that my grandma was 87, they were like, you're the oldest person alive. And grandma's like, that's not helping you, kids. And and Ellie, and so Ellie goes, Grandma, can you promise me you will be here too? I'm 16 and Ellie's 7 now. And Grandma's like, but I can't make promises. And the next day, Ellie came to me and goes, guess what Grandma promised me? I'm like, what? She promised she's going to be here until my 16th birthday. I'm like,
yeah.
But I told Ellie in a nice way, Grandma cannot make those kind of promises. Believe me, you cannot
Well, I've got to say, and this is just me, my griping here, but to all you fans out there that are griping on network television that you're seeing too much of this guys kissing or whatever, kiss or whatever they're showing, people, please get over yourselves. Did you not know that back in the day when they showed Dynasty, and this is just common knowledge, in Dynasty there was Blake Carrington's son, his name was Steven, that was gay as a dollar bill. So don't tell me that there's too much gay kissing and whatnot on television today. Apparently, you people need to go back on YouTube and look back in daytime and prime time and tell me now that there's too much, because apparently it started a long time ago, so we don't want to hear it.
Well, about 6 feet over. No, really 6 feet under. My son teases me. We call it 6 feet over.
He's a black policeman.
I mean, to me, that was hot. You know, whatever floats your boat, you know.
So, I mean, it doesn't matter. You know what? You know, I like how daytime, you know, is relevant and is not scared of, you know,
well,
not
the reason
doing...
The reason I'm griping was because if you're on Facebook and Twitter and as much as Carly and I are, and I'm sure you see this, Maggie, it's so nauseating when you're hearing these fans griping and they're like, oh my gosh, they're showing Sunny and Paul kissing. I'm so done with this show. And it's like, oh, please, go cry me a river. Go quit if that's what you want. But don't tell me that that's like the worst thing you've seen. I mean, I've seen other shows that show more than that. And, you know, hello, True Blood, you know? It is different shows that show more. And decent shows less, really, compared to what that
exactly.
is. Like, I write fanfics, and my writing is, like, pretty much equal, just too much like Days. It's nice and subtle, but it's not raunchy, and that's perfect daytime. So I think what daytime and I think what they're doing on Days, they need to be commended, because they started off with Sunny and Will, and then Will coming out, and now Sunny dealing with his no-good husband. You tell me, where in daytime are you going to find good writing like that? Nowhere. I'm sorry. You don't.
Exactly.
And if you think about there's a lot of that going on. Do you remember on One Life to Live, and if you think back to this wonderful time, Brian Felipe played a gay character.
He did.
On there. You know, and as the world turns, there was a gay character. So you see, gays are everywhere. We're here to stay, people. We're not going anywhere. Get over yourself. Maggie, I made you cough.
No.
Don't make Maggie.
I
may no pull me. Oh, I just want to make an element about
her. I understand that's trying to make her feel better.
I laughed and I cried.
I love the soaps, and I love doing my research. It's just, I mean, you know, it's just, to me, it just astounds me that, I mean, they're quick to throw their hatred about the gay community when it's like, really, what is the big deal? Seriously, what is it? It's the fact that people are different, that they're gay, that they're not the same as you. I mean, seriously, the only person that can judge me is God, and
it's
not you.
Yeah.
That's just how I see it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
God's the one that loves us. He will judge, but also, you know, he may not like what you do, but he still accepts you, and, you know, he loves you. So, remember
and
this.
And I just want... Yes, I want to make a comment about...
This is my last one. You ready? Here we go.
Okay.
I've known you as long as anybody. for a minute. I've known you as long as anybody. Oh, here, I forget. I forget the rest of it. ADD comes in at the worst time. It's okay, people. It'll come back. It'll come back.
It'll come back. It'll come back.
Go ahead, babe. You go on. I'm embarrassed now. I forgot the name, the rest of my words.
Oh, yeah, I want to say about primetime shows. I'm mad because we are on fall and we're two finales, and I'm mad because NCIS left out a very good critical thinking with Big Girl, Bubba, the other night by Maggie White. And I just want to say, Will, when in the hell is this fall season over with? Because your wife cannot handle it.
Okay, repeat what you just said, because you were all over the board. What?
Well, I cannot handle not having, like, prime time, you know, like, Stalker and NCIS and Grace. Mm-hmm. Why can't we have those shows right
now? Yeah, that's fine. Okay, this is just, and you're like anybody else, so you're okay with this. The reason that they do this, people, is because you got to think about it. It makes sense. They need to take a little break from your favorite shows because the holidays are already here. And they're going to be showing a lot of rerun seasons. They're going to be showing different shows. And networks only do so many episodes per each season. So it makes sense. Otherwise, there's not going to be enough for the next year or, you know, whatever. So it's called a season finale or a series mid-season finale. Does that kind of make sense, Carly? That's why.
Yep,
I mean,
you're right.
Maggie, you can kind of understand where I'm coming from. When I do my writing, I do mine to, like, mid-season as well, just like a show. I'll do a mid-season finale, do a little break, but then I come back, and we're ready and stronger, and we've got fresh episodes ready to read. It's the same thing. I know fans get mad, but you got to think about it this way. It costs money to make those shows, and that's what I'm saying. That's why it makes me mad on people with the fans with daytime. They don't understand that daytime and primetime are two different things, but they put so much effort into bringing you guys those shows. I think that people need to learn to appreciate what they can see and watch instead of trying to trash those shows. I mean, look at how far Sons of Anarchy has made. I mean, it's already in its final season. And you know what? The fans need to pat themselves on the back. It's you guys that kept it alive, because there's times that maybe it wanted to close to being canceled or rumored to be canceled because of too much whatever on TV. But you know what? I've seen other shows that are worse than that, and there's nothing wrong with Sons of Anarchy. It's just on how you perceive it.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, really, Sons of Anarchy is really like sweet as apple pie compared to other shows that I've seen. I mean, they just really off the butt. Crazy. But I think people
Maggie,
that, you know, not all shows are bad.
I know, I'm just missing my Chris O'Donnell. I'm fixing my Aereo code they fixed.
Let's give
but
us a
Maggie,
something.
I know. Oh, Maggie,
yes,
I'm ordering you. I'm ordering you. See how I order people. I want you to take 4 cups of whiskey tonight.
Oh, and so, like I said, that, you know, like Carly, just have merit for being upset, but just remember, babe, it all makes sense because the bigger picture is that each show gets so many episodes per season, and if the network doesn't buy those episodes, as they say, or if they don't order enough, then you're pretty much, you know, like Red Band Society, poor thing, they're shut down, that means no episodes at all. Would you rather your show take a break, or would you rather them not show it at all? That's what you have to look at.
Well, true. That
but
is very true.
Hopefully they don't come back. I will agree with this. I think some shows take a little too long to return, but there's some that get away with it, like Walking Dead. They could be gone till January or October, and that's perfect for them because it's a perfect serialized show. But other shows, like we like to watch, they take too long, and then viewers kind of lose their interest.
Well, so yeah, I mean, but Mangy, are you going to listen to my advice?
Carly, are you trying to get her drunk?
She's funny.
No, I'm not trying to get her drunk. Hey, I'm trying to be a good BFF and look out for her, but I want her cough to go away because we can't talk. And after you go to bed sometimes, I need someone to talk to, babe, and we talk. And so with her coughing and making her cough really hard so she really can't talk. So I figure if I give her four cups of whiskey, you know, and things will be
well,
okay.
Well, the problem, you know, yesterday and today is I've had a migraine from hell. And it makes you nauseous, whatever. And this makes the cough act up, whatever. You know, your bodies weren't made to do that, I guess.
But
I won't laugh.
And Will, I promise.
Except
Age in
is
front
alive,
of you
and I was right.
Well, and Will, I promise two of you I will behave now, and I won't say those loud words anymore. In front of someone.
Anybody?
I promise.
Yeah.
You promise.
Anyone?
You promise. You promise on our
I
love
promise.
That you promise.
I promise, I've already got in trouble
one
by
damn
one. One damn word.
You better don't. Don't say it, please. Don't say it online.
No,
I won't ever say online.
You never
but
say it, period.
No, I promise.
You're being bad.
I promise.
You're being a bad girl.
I gotta go. Bye.
Why?
Hi, Maggie.
Why did you have to go? Oh, no, is he upset? Babe?
I don't know. What happened?
I don't know. Now I'm worried.
I don't know what happened.
So, is there anything you want else for? Is there anything else you want to talk about tonight before we go?
No, I think that's pretty much it, babe. Well, thanks, everybody, for listening in tonight and hearing William DeBry and Rebecca. It was nice being able to interview them. Thanks, Carly, for having me on again, even though I was late.
I always want you on.
Hannah, I hope you feel better. And always thank you, Maggie, for being such a wonderful host. All right, everybody, so happy holidays. And until we see you back on again, stay safe, and please don't drink and drive. Bye-bye.
Well, I got a great idea, babe.
Yeah.
I got a great idea. You want to hear it?
Yeah. Tell me after we get off here.
Okay, you guys, we are ending the show, so have a good week, and we will be back very soon. Night, guys. Oh, yeah, and we want to thank William and Rebecca for stopping by ourselves. See you next week. Bye.